Welcome to Mumfessions, the podcast that will normalise all of the challenges of motherhood. I'm Laura Guckian, life coach, founder of Mind Mommy Coaching, and most importantly, mum of three. This podcast is unlike any other motherhood podcast because you will be my guests. Each week, I will invite you to share your mumfession. A mumfession is any experience or feeling you are having as a mum, but you're too afraid to share. The stuff that makes you feel like you're alone or that you're doing this whole motherhood thing wrong. I want to first of all help you recognize you are not alone and you are not doing it wrong. But most importantly, give you the tools you need to navigate it. This is the emotional village that you need. To make sure you don't miss any other episodes of Mumfessions, please hit the follow or subscribe button on whatever platform you are listening. And if you would like extra tools, please go and visit my Instagram page, Mind Mommy Coaching. Coming up this week, I have finally found the joy in motherhood.
Even though I could see and I knew this situation was going to happen and I tried to prevent it, it still happened. So I think I just took it so personal.
Having your basic needs met, like eating and like sleeping, does not mean your reserves are full.
It does make us question, you know, are we doing something wrong? Is there a deeper issue? You know, you see so many people out there that it doesn't really have any impact on and they're just as they were or even better. And yeah, it just makes you question.
This is the biggest kept secret of motherhood and parenthood, I think, the impact it has on your relationships. Today's episode is sponsored by Rescue Remedy, a brand that has been trusted for over 80 years. Rescue Remedy provides comfort and reassurance to calm and support your emotional balance during some of the more challenging days of motherhood. A must-have for any busy mum. Okay, girls, we are finally on the last episode of season two of Mumfessions. I cannot believe we are here. I don't know about you, but it feels like this season went by really, really quickly. So look, I want to share my mumfession today. And it's something I think is really important to say. It's something that many people tell me daily that I don't feel or that I'm not. And I'm just going to say it. I have finally found the joy in motherhood. Okay, I know that might sound like a very obvious thing, given the work I do is also helping mums find the joy in motherhood. But I think a lot of people think that I haven't. You know, I often get messages saying, I really hope you find the joy in motherhood, Laura. And they take my content as literally meaning this is how I feel. And I'm just putting it out there. I have found the joy in motherhood. After years of trying to find it, after years of finding it really hard. And I also want to say that finding the joy in motherhood doesn't mean that I still don't have hard days or there's still moments where I think, oh my goodness, will everyone just leave me alone? If one more person calls my name, I'm going out the front door and I'm never coming back. Something I think. I obviously don't tell my children that, but like, and I think it's a common misconception that we can be, let's say, happy in life or happy in motherhood and have really challenging times or have hard days. I think we can feel both. But for me, finding joy in motherhood is kind of an overall feeling of, okay, I've got this. Do I know what I'm doing yet? No, still don't know what I'm doing. Do I get it wrong sometimes? Yeah, I do. Why? Because I have no idea what I'm doing. Do I try my best every day? I really do. Does my best look different every day? It really does. Like, it's just a sense of feeling content in motherhood. It's not a sense of I wake up in the morning, I absolutely jump out of bed. It's just a sense of I've got this. I've got it. And I think it's really important to say that because I think a lot of women, definitely maybe the clients that I work with, it's hard to define what that will look and feel like for them. You know, if someone says to me, I want to feel happier, my first question as a coach is, well, what does happy mean to you? What does that look like? What does that feel like? What would be different? And I just want to describe what joy in motherhood feels like for me. And it really is just a sense of contentness. I'm no longer thinking, is there a better way I could be doing this? You know, I'm no longer giving out to myself. That inner critic doesn't exist. There are no shoulds. I don't have guilt. I just sort of go about it in a way that gives me permission to recognize you've no idea what you're doing, Laura. So therefore, whatever you do is the best you can do. And that's totally fine. And I don't compare to other mums because there's no other mother, and I say this all the time, that is uniquely like you or me. We are all on our very unique journey. So there's nobody to compare to. And the number one thing that got me from a place where a number of years ago I was really struggling to now where I feel content, I feel happy, not just as a mother, but in life, is this one thing. Okay? This is what I did to become a happier, calmer, more content mom. I literally started taking care of myself, prioritizing my needs, recognizing, and this might be controversial, that I am actually the most important person in my life and in my family, and that my needs must come first. And I do not think that's a selfish thing to say as a mother. I think that's really important. Yes, there's times, of course, that my children's needs will come first, but in order for me to be able to put them first when they need to be put first, I have to be okay first. And it is that cliche where, and I hate when people have this narrative of, oh, you know, put your life jacket on first, or, you know, self-care for mothers. I hate that word, self-care. This is more than that. This is about recognizing I have to be okay and I can't ignore my needs anymore. And I have to invest in myself and I have to take care of myself, and that my mental well-being is the most important thing in the world. And when I believe that, then my actions every day reflect that. And I'm not talking about, girls, as you know, if you know me, I'm not talking about bubble baths. I'm not talking about nutrition. I'm not talking about exercise. I'm not talking about yoga. Some of those things are amazing supports if they support you. I'm not talking about that for me. I am talking about creating a life that makes me happy. I am so lucky to have the career that I have. It gives me such a sense of purpose and meaning. You know, I've had to make some hard decisions, maybe letting go of certain friends or relationships. You know, I've had to work on other relationships. I've had to recognize the perfect mother doesn't exist. It's an absolute nonsense statement. I've had to grow through the experience of social media to realize that 99% of the accounts out there are nonsense and fake. And the perception they are putting out there is not real. And that perception is the most damaging thing to mothers. And I am so fed up of seeing it. And actually, by lowering my expectations that I place on myself, that recognizing I'm doing the best I can in the absence of the village, by investing in myself, and this is key, like I opened my village recently, which is my online, you know, village for mums. And so many women joined and I love it and it's amazing. But there were so many women saying to me, I can't invest in myself. Oh, I'm feeling really overwhelmed and busy at the moment. It's not the right time for me. I don't know if I have the money to do that, right? And I told them what I'm going to tell you. If you're feeling really overwhelmed, exhausted, stuck, depleted, guilty, and if you feel like that doesn't warrant an investment of your time and energy to feel better, then I want you to recognize it does. It really does. You are the most important person. So I suppose, hope that me sharing that maybe helps you redefine what joy in motherhood maybe feels like, or what you might be striving for, because maybe you are closer to it than you think. Maybe you're actually there. But again, the shoulds are coming in. Well, Mary on social media is portraying this is what joy in motherhood is, and I'm not there yet. So therefore, I haven't found it and I don't feel content and I'm striving and striving. Girls, most of you are probably there. Maybe joy isn't all the extraordinary things. Maybe it's just feeling content and calm in the absolute chaos that is motherhood, and taking the really precious, joyful moments with the really tough moments and recognizing it all balances out, and that that perception of the perfect mother or perfect experience just does not exist. And actually, maybe you are already there. Maybe you already have found the joy in motherhood, but you're focusing on striving for something that is just not fair or realistic. Girls, I am so excited to finally share some big news with you. I have been working really, really hard behind the scenes to create something amazing for you. If you are feeling exhausted, overwhelmed, like you have no idea who you are anymore, if you are utterly fed up with trying to constantly juggle it all, if you want to stop feeling guilty for every move you make in motherhood, if you want to feel happier, calmer, and more in control, but are so stuck you don't know where to begin, then I have the best news for you. Introducing The Village by Mind Mommy Coaching, an online resource that will make you feel seen, heard, and supported 365 days a year. Imagine this. You've got the Mind Mommy Coaching Academy at your fingertips, which gives you the proven tools and strategies to be a happier mum, available to learn in your own time, at your own pace. And guess what? You can engage with a community of like-minded mums 24/7. As a Village member, you will also have access to a range of monthly exclusive online events and classes hosted by me and other experts, all designed to help you navigate the challenges of motherhood. And you also get monthly meetups with all the amazing mums you're going to meet in the Village. So in the absence of the Village, let this be your village. I can't wait to welcome you and get you unstuck. To join the Village, please click the link in the podcast description or visit my Instagram page, Mind Mommy Coaching.
Hi Laura, my mom fashion for this week, play dates. Our friends just called over to play. Now I know my 3-year-old is quite obsessive with all of our belongings. So we had a chat this morning and was like, hey, whatever's really important, let's pack away. So nobody else has a turn with it. It's packed away. It's safe. It's okay, ma'am. My friends can come and play with my toys. I was like, great, happy days. So just so you know, when your friend and her brother, who's 18 months, comes in, they're going to want to play with everything because they don't have them. Yeah, it's okay, ma'am. Carnage for the last hour, screaming and shouting, no, that's mine, that's mine, that's mine. So obviously then I got round up then and I was like, that's it, into your room. And I'm just like, now the guilt is eating me up. Now I'm trying to get my daughter asleep because I'm like, I lost the plot with her. But I already tried to help the situation to get to that point, but it still got to that point. So yeah, how do I, even though I could see and I knew this situation was going to happen and I tried to prevent it, it still happened. So I think I just took it so personal because I'm like, I knew this was going to happen. I tried for it not to happen. So like, what do I do? Because now I feel awful, not only for my daughter, because obviously I got a little bit annoyed. I did apologize. We said sorry. But it's like, it's so disheartening when you know what's going to happen. You know how she's going to react and you try to prevent it. But then, and like all my reserves are fine. I'm fed. I'm not hungry. I'm not tired. So I don't know.
Okay, again, a really good one, girls. A really good one. Let's get into it. Right, hands up. And let me know, send me a DM. Is there ever a play date that actually is calm, right? Because I thought it was just me. When I look back at my experiences of having play dates, they were normally fairly chaotic, especially when the kids were young. The kids were fighting, they weren't sharing, there was tears, there was tantrums. I was stressed, they were stressed. Like, maybe I'm wrong, but is that not the definition of play dates when you have really small kids? Maybe it's just me. So that's the first thing I want to say, that you're not alone in feeling this, because I think that's how young kids operate. And again, I'm not a child psychologist. I'm not an expert in this. So maybe it's not, but it's certainly how my kids behaved. They didn't want anyone playing with their toys. And it generally ended in tears. So I just want to put that out there. But one of the key things I'm taking from this is something she said at the very end. I don't know why this is happening. My reserves are full. I'm fed. I slept. We need to talk about this, girls, because having your basic needs met, like eating and like sleeping, does not mean your reserves are full. I think there's a misconception out there that as mothers, if we give ourselves the bare minimum, like eating is a basic need, we need it to survive. Sleeping is a basic need. That's the bare minimum we need. And I think as mums, when we're doing that, and then we have these outbursts, there's almost a sense of, well, there's no excuse because, you know, I'm fed and taken care of. No, there's so much more to filling up your reserves. And as this mum was talking, there was so many things I was picking up on, like the following, her expectation of the play date. I could hear it in her voice of, I did all this plan and preparation in anticipation because I wanted it to feel okay. And then it didn't work out. And then there was stress. And then we had a little fight. And then I feel like crap. And we apologize, but I still feel like crap. Okay. The expectations were huge. And if that pressure is on us, that's depleting our reserve straight away. It's like an app in the background. So going into this play date, this mum was already a bit depleted. All right. And it was almost like high pressure. Okay, that's the first thing. The second thing is, and it's kind of back to the shoulds again and what we expect a play date to be. But again, it's like what we see on social media. People are out and about having play dates. It's all fun. The mums are having a coffee and a chat. I don't know about you, but when I've had play dates with my friends in the past, there's no conversation. There's, hold on a second. Sorry, 2 seconds, 2 seconds. It's really hard. So that's the second thing. And we'll talk through that in a moment, how we can overcome it. But like, ask yourself, are the shoulds coming in here? Is this pressure here because of the shoulds? And the third thing is, you know, that I'm taking from it is this mum did everything within her control. If we go back to this control, influence, accept. If you want more resources on this, go to my Instagram page, Mind Mommy Coaching. She did everything within her control. She planned. She had a conversation with her child. You know, when it didn't go as planned, she reacted in a human way. She apologized to her child. So, you know, recognize you did everything you physically and mentally could. And it just didn't go the way it was planned, and that's okay. So if you can relate to this, I want you to work through these actions, okay? The very first thing is, where did the expectation for this play day come from? And if it's a should, then ask yourself, is that fair? Is that realistic? Is it achievable? And maybe you are listening out going, no, our play dates are normally fairly calm and nice and enjoyable, and maybe they are, and that's great. But also, maybe that's down to a bit of luck and not necessarily you. And I mean it in the nicest way, that I think as mums, when things go well, we celebrate it and go, oh, we're great. And rightly so. But when they go bad, the inner critic goes straight up. It's like, oh, this is 100% your fault. You're responsible. No, like a lot of what we do as mothers is, yes, it's down to us, but it's also due to a lot of external factors. And that's a lot of control to try and take and a lot of responsibility. So, you know, tune into that. Is it a should? And is that should fair or realistic? And is that something you can actually 100% control? Like this mom really prepared for it, did everything, and it still went belly up. Okay. So is there part of that you need to accept? The bit at the end where she says and talks about her reserves. So yeah, you did eat, you got sleep. That's amazing. They are your basic needs. You deserve more than that. You deserve more than that for your reserves to feel a bit fuller. Think of the energy it took to plan for this, to prep for this, the pressure. So even if you had eaten and slept, that was then depleting your reserves down. Okay, then the inner critic shot in. Oh, did I do something wrong? What do I do? What do I do? That's depleting you even more. So yes, we need to eat as mothers and sleep. That is our basic need. But actually, I would love for this mum to tone down that inner critic and to recognize I did everything I physically could. I did my best. Maybe play dates, some of them just go this way and that's okay. And I'm going to stop wondering if there was something else I could have done. I'm going to let that anger go. I'm going to let the little inner critic go. And I'm just going to come to a place of acceptance, which, by the way, girls, I know is hard, but acceptance of it is what it is. I did my best. It still went belly up, but you know what? Maybe that's what happens in play dates. I didn't do anything wrong. And if you can't relate to this from a play date perspective, just think of another example in your life that maybe you have massive pressure put on yourself for it to go a certain way or look a certain way. You've done everything you possibly can to control it. You're recognizing there's so many external factors at play and it's not solely down to you. And maybe, girls, just give yourself a little bit of a break and recognize that in motherhood, there are good days. And when they are, let's celebrate ourselves. There are bad days. But when there's bad days, let's not take all of the responsibility on, because it's not all our responsibility. We do our best, given our limited time, energy, resources. The village isn't there. None of us knew what we're doing. None of us know what we're doing. So just take the pressure off. I really hope that helps. Thank you to Rescue Remedy for supporting this podcast. As a busy mom of three, on the days I need a little extra support, I always reach for Rescue Remedy. Trusted for over 80 years, the formula is the same today as when it was developed more than 80 years ago, with the unique combination of 5 batch original flower essences. Rescue Remedy provides comfort and reassurance to calm and support your emotional balance during the days when your reserves might be running low. And if, like me, you sometimes find it hard to get a full night of sleep, I like to reach for the Rescue Night Range, which contains white chestnut to help switch off from a racing mind and allow for more restful sleep. And Rescue Night is free from sedatives with no side effects or grogginess the next morning. Rescue Remedy is available from health stores and pharmacies nationwide and also in Super Value and Tesco. As we're now halfway through this week's episode, if you think you would like to share your mum fashion with me and get a little bit of support with it, please feel free to email it to mindmommycoaching@gmail.com or come and say hi on my Instagram page at mindmommycoaching.
Hi Laura, my mum fashion is in relation to how parenting, becoming parents, has impacted the relationship between myself and my husband. It's been quite a surprise, I think, to both of us, the impact it has had on us as a couple and how we get along. Our families live away, so we don't really have a massive support village around us, so we don't get time for ourselves or time as a couple. You know, we've had a few different things happen in the 3 years since becoming parents. And yeah, it's just really impacted how well we communicate. I think how happy each other is as individuals, which then obviously in turn has an impact on us as a couple. You know, obviously we still love each other. We've been together for 10 years, married for 5. But it does make us question, you know, are we doing something wrong? Is there a deeper issue? You know, you see so many people out there that it doesn't really have any impact on, and they're just as they were or even better. And yeah, it just makes you question whether you're doing something wrong or not. And if, you know, sometimes you feel like you're the only ones, which I know is definitely not the case. But yeah, it's been a bit of a shock of how big of an impact it's had, and we're just trying to work through it as best we can and hope we can come out the other side of this.
This is the biggest kept secret of motherhood and parenthood, I think, the impact it has on your relationships. And the first thing I picked up on this mum fashion was something along the lines of, you know, you see everyone else and they're doing great. Are they though? Like, are they? Because me creating an account on Instagram and getting to know lots of people there and seeing their reality has shattered all of that for me. Because like I've said before, a lot of what we see on social media, or a lot of what we might be seeing, I suppose, put out there into the world, maybe it's not social media, maybe it's a colleague, maybe it's a friend. Girls, a lot of the time, it's not the reality. And the reason it's not the reality is people are so scared to share vulnerability or share that this is happening in their relationship. And again, it comes back to our belief system and what we believe to be a good, healthy relationship. And I'm just saying it. I've yet to meet a couple who have become parents and it didn't impact their relationship. I'm sure those couples exist and I'm so happy for them. Please tell us the secret. But I think the majority of parents really, really struggle in some capacity in their relationship at some stage through parenthood. And if you step back and think of it, well, why wouldn't you, right? You're both completely changing as people, right? That's then layered with sleep deprivation. Your life is changing. The time you have to yourself or with each other is taken away. There's massive resentment that builds up. There's massive anger. And it's kind of like us as women, prior to becoming mothers, whatever coping mechanism we may have had to take care of ourselves, whether we did it consciously or unconsciously, is gone, right? So suddenly your relationship feels really hard, and it can feel really hard to find a way to fix that, or to connect with your partner again, or to have conversations without it ending up in an absolute outright fight. And you know, I think we just need to say that from the offset, because if you're feeling this, I want you to know you're not alone. This is actually the norm. And it's why one of the first guest experts that I've invited into the village is Ireland and the UK's number one coach for relationships, because I know it's something that so many of my clients struggle with, and mums in general. So that's the first thing, is just recognize it is the norm. And again, I'm saying that because sometimes the expectation, it's back to the expectation. We have an expectation, or we become parents, it's all blissful. You know, you hear of the couples, which again, I'm not doubting it. This might be the case for so many people that their relationship actually thrived when they become parents, and that's amazing. And so we're left feeling, what are we doing wrong? What's the problem? You know, is my relationship or marriage broken? It's not. You're just going through a challenging chapter. And I think of marriage and relationships like chapters as well, just like motherhood. Like, there's all different chapters. You know, we meet first, we're dating, it's all exciting. Then we reach a bit of conflict. Then something else happens in life. Then we might be getting married. There's all excitement. There's the honeymoon phase. Then life gets a bit serious. Like, it's up and down, up and down. But like, isn't that any relationship in life? Like, a true strong relationship can navigate the challenges and can have the good and the bad times. And I think that's really important to redefine what a good relationship looks like for you. So I suppose my advice on this one is really about stepping back and asking yourself, first of all, what do you need as a person, as a woman? And what can you do to meet those needs yourself? And part of that, in a lot of the work I do with my mums, is the way we talk to ourselves, the inner critic, how we give ourselves permission to do things. So that's the first thing. What do you need as a woman? And what part of that can you do yourself? The second thing is getting a pen and paper or just thinking about it and think like, what do I need from my partner? You know, we all have different love languages. And again, the expert I'm bringing into the village is going to maybe talk about this in May. But like, what do you need from your partner? Is it emotional support? Is it practical support? Is it to feel seen and heard? Like, what is it? Because very often we can kind of go, I'm not getting what I need, but it feels really big. So what is it? And then maybe, you know, have that conversation with your partner, but be really vulnerable and go, look, this is what I need from you. This is what I'm missing from you. But then also be really brave and ask them, what do you need from me? What are you missing from me? And recognize that you're both going through this really tough chapter. And I think particularly as women, it can feel really hard because we feel like we're carrying the mental load. And let's be honest, we are. Sorry to any men listening, we are. You know, we feel like there's an imbalance and that drives resentment. And that doesn't serve anyone. You know, it's about really tuning into what you need from them, what they need from you, and having that really open, vulnerable conversation and say, I miss you. I miss the way we were. Like, what tiny things can we do to reconnect? You know, I'm carrying this mental load. I get that you're doing X, Y, and Z. Can we just have a recognition for the parts we're both playing as parents? And I think just be kinder on yourselves, because again, it's the pressure to be that perfect couple. The couple that falls in love again when they become parents. Girls, I just don't know if that happens. It might. And I'm so happy for you if it does. But like, take parenthood out of it. If you were going through something else in life where your time was limited, your energy was limited, like, can you be at your best in your relationship? Probably not. Parenthood is the same thing. You're working as a team. It's a hard chapter, but it is just a chapter. And think of the long term. And that an easier chapter is coming where you may have more time together, where the mental load will reduce. So I really hope that helps in some way, because, you know, it's another unspoken part. We need to talk about it. And just instead of running away from it or ignoring it and feeling that frustration and anger with your partner, go for it. Like, have the conversation, but take the time to think about what you want to say first so that you can re-engage with them, you can reconnect with them, and that you can, in this chapter of parenthood, be partners. Like, the definition of partners, and maybe not, you know, a couple who has just met and fallen in love, but that you're there to support each other. Let's wrap up everything from today's episode. And the thing that's coming to my mind, I know I spoke about me finding joy in motherhood and what that actually looks and feels like for me. You know, the play date and the stress and anxiety when it doesn't go as planned. And then, you know, the reality of navigating the relationship with your partner through parenthood. And what's shouting at me is the expectation we place on ourselves and things in life that I think so many of us place an expectation that's way too high and that's never going to be achieved and is not realistic. And that's not to say, you know, don't go for things that will push you or don't strive for better or don't be the best version of yourself. This is more about almost, are we living in a bit of a fantasy world? And I know why we are, because there's so much, like there's research that has recently been released that is documenting the major negative impact that social media is having on our maternal mental health. This is why I set up The Village. I wanted a safe space to support mothers. I wanted a safe space where mothers could be supported. Because I don't know about you girls, but I am really tired of social media. But it's making us feel like our experiences in life can always be more or be better. And what's really screaming at me from this episode is so many of us are actually navigating the normality of life or how it just is. But we're not content in it because we're striving for more. Well, again, I see someone on social media. Why are we not doing that? We're doing something wrong. I see the play dates that are blissful and calm. I see the mother and her joy in motherhood looks like this. So therefore, I haven't found joy. And I really just want you to reflect and go, maybe I have found it. Because everything I do is about helping mothers feel happier and calmer and being the best version of themselves and taking back control. And I think it's so lovely to end this season of Momfessions by really helping you recognize maybe you're already there or maybe it's so close and you just need that extra little support, the support that I could give you in The Village to get you that tiny bit closer to it. Because life is hard. Motherhood is hard. And nobody told us this growing up. Nobody gave us the tools to navigate it. And I just think the fairy tale of life, it doesn't really exist. And I think the true happiness in life is just being content and absolutely striving for more and you know, setting little goals for yourself and being the best version you can be. But also doing it in a way that's really fair and realistic because, you know, it's taken me a long, long, long time to stop comparing, to stop striving for other stuff and just sit in my life and go, it's messy, it's chaotic, it's bloody hard. But actually, there's something magic about that. And for now, I'm going to stop striving for the fairy tale that doesn't exist. And I am just going to embrace this life and recognize that in the middle of all of that chaos, that's where the magic is. That's what life is. That's what happiness is. And I really want you to take that gift away from today, that whatever stage of motherhood you're at, whatever chapter you're in, whether that's a really challenging one, whether that's an exciting one, that there is joy and it's there. Just redefine what that looks like for you. I'm so glad you joined me for this season. I cannot wait to continue to build on Momfessions. I would love to hear your Momfession for season 3. Please, please, please send me an email to info@mindmommycoaching.com. Drop me a DM on Instagram. I want to share as many Momfessions as possible that can support as many mums as possible. Because I hope the one thing you're taking from this podcast is that we all have different challenges. We all have different experiences. But girls, at the end of the day, we all feel the same things and we all just want to be happy. So thank you so much. Make sure to mind yourself. It's not selfish. It's essential. And I cannot wait to see you back here for season 3 very, very soon. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you found today's episode helpful. Please hit the subscribe or follow button. But most importantly, please share with your friends. Because if you related to any of the topics on today's episode, I promise you they will relate too. You can also leave me a review and a rating wherever you're listening. I'd really appreciate it. If you would like to avail of some additional resources, please visit my Instagram page, Mind Mommy Coaching. I hope you have a wonderful week. And remember, it's not selfish to mind mommy. It's essential. Thank you to Rescue Remedy for supporting this podcast. Momfessions is an Insanity Studios production. The podcast production manager was Charlotte Mason. The podcast producer was Saffron Mirza. And the podcast production assistant was Abby Sandler. This podcast was recorded in Take 9 Studios in Cork.